Its current state on WKAR, one of Lansing's most popular landmarks, is preparing for a growing holiday tradition. Starting tomorrow, the Turner Dodge House on the city's north side will host its fourth annual Festival of Trees. The event showcases Christmas trees decorated by both individuals and businesses, many with a particular theme. And current state's Kevin Lavery stepped inside the historic home this week for a preview. What's it look inside the Turner Dodge House these days, Kevin?
Controlled chaos, Mark. There must have been a couple of dozen people there when I visited. They were putting up ornaments and moving trees into place. The Festival of Trees is sponsored by the Friends of the Turner Dodge House, and I spoke with Group President Michael Beebe, who says they have more trees this year than ever before.
Well, we've got 56 plus trees this year, and they're all different themes. One of the trees that's very unique upstairs and on the second floor is by the Friends of Cemeteries, Historic Cemeteries, and their tree is black, all covered in little pictures of tombstones. I mean, just, yeah, anything that you can think of, we'll have it here, yeah.
What kind of reception do you get from folks when they see these thematic trees?
Oh, it's just a fabulous children's event and family event. And so, yeah, we get a huge response from everybody. Oohs and ahs, and oh my God, the kids go crazy. Yeah, it's fabulous, yeah.
Tell me a bit about how the trees get here. As I understand, individuals or businesses, different groups can sponsor their own trees.
Correct. And they have to provide an artificial tree. We can't allow real trees because of the fire code. And they provide all of their own ornaments, everything that they need for their tree, and to promote their business. They can have informational packets around the tree or anything that they want to showcase that business or organization. And there's no cost to be in the event. They just provide their tree and everything that goes with it.
We're talking with Michael Beebe, the president of the Friends of the Turner Dodge House, about the fourth annual Festival of Trees to be held in the mansion starting on Saturday. Can you walk me just a little bit through here and show me what's already coming up?
Yes, yes. This tree here is by plant professionals. They always do a tree for us every year, and they also do our staircases and everything else. This tree in here, this is the music room that I did that tree there. It's called Winter Flurry. It's all snowflakes, so I'm pretty proud of that one this year myself. And over here, Paul Shore, who is affiliated with City Pulse. This is his tree. I don't know what the name of it is right off hand, but he always does a very creative with this. Has got something, you know, it's got something to do with printing and the City Pulse and all of that kind of thing.
So. Right, you've got some antique typewriters. You even have Christmas type fedora next to it. I guess that's I'm looking for the press card there.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know anything about the hat, but yeah.
What does the Festival of Trees do in terms of bringing in people who may have just driven past this house, maybe they've never been here before? Is it a hook that gets them into the idea of Lansing history and the architecture? This is a pre-Civil War house.
Yes, this house was built in 1858. This festival brings, like you say, so many people into this house that have never been here. It gives us a lot of visibility. And as you know, this house is owned by the City of Lansing, and it's available for rentals for weddings, private parties, you know, whatever. And so we have probably gotten a lot of business from our festival just because due to the fact of so many people coming through here during the month of December. So it's really beneficial for us to have this event.
Do you have a favorite room or a tucked away chamber or a behind the scenes that people don't know about?
Oh, I don't. I think I like the music room. That's probably my favorite room in the house. I do. And the ballroom is fabulous, too. We'll take you up there in a minute if you'd like. So, yeah, since you've never been here.
Let's go see the ballroom. Sure.
Okay, yeah. The second floor has all the bedrooms. We have the master bedroom, we have the girls' room, we have the boys' room, and then the guest room. And they're all being decorated with trees all the way up to the bottom. The whole house is being decorated, so it's not just the first floor, of course.
So as you're indicating, Michael, the trees are spread throughout the house. It isn't like you walk into a great hall and there's this forest. You have to go exploring
on
your own.
You have to explore the house, yes. This gives great visibility to the whole house, not just, you know, the first floor or whatever, yeah. And then this, I suppose this is one of my favorite rooms here. This is the guest bedroom. In fact, a couple years ago when we were just getting started with this event, we were having trouble getting enough trees to fill the house. So some of us took on a whole room, and I did this whole room one year. I think it was 2 years ago, and it was a lot of fun to do that. So we have some ladies in here decorating trees. Oh, that's fabulous, Vivian. And we have people up here decorating trees. Hey, Mike and everybody. Yeah, this is our ballroom, and this will be filled with trees when everybody gets them all up here. And it's this was used when the owners lived here to entertain up here. And at the time, there weren't all these trees here, so this was gave a very grand view of the Capitol building, the downtown area. So this is kind of where they decided to build this home, because the original owners were they were entrepreneurs, very involved in politics and in the city, you know, building Lansing kind of thing. Yeah, so.
What's the most rewarding part about this whole event for you?
Well, I love Christmas, and I love this house, and I just think this just brings this house to its height during the holidays. It just brings it back to that day when it was used and as a festive place to entertain, and I don't know, it just brings this Christmas spirit to this part of Old Town. It really does.
And remind me the dates. This is running for about a month.
Yes, it starts, opens to the public on Saturday the 5th, and it runs through Saturday and Sunday through January 3rd. And the hours of operation are Saturday from 12 to 8 and Sunday from 12 to 6. And there's a nominal $5 admission fee to come and see the trees in the house, and children 12 and under are free.
Michael Beebe is the president of the Friends of the Turner Dodge House, and we've been touring the house in preparation for the 4th annual Festival of Trees, the biggest event yet, with 56 trees, and the entire event begins on Saturday. Michael, thank you.
Thank you very much. Come and see us.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.